Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Everybody, welcome to episode 137 of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Pete's already laughing at me. I don't even know what I did wrong. Apparently, I screwed something up.
No, but just the whole numbering system, for some reason, it felt like every time we went to record, we were always feeling like we were behind. Like, we would discuss it. Hey, what episode is this?
Yeah.
And we would say 96. It was actually 99. And it seems like these last couple of months, I feel like it should be like 148, and it seems like, I don't know. So it just kind of cracked me up when, you know.
I did check it. I just deleted 136, so that was the last one we recorded. Anyways, here we are. We're back. It's been a little while, of course. I am your host, Steve Bisciotti. With me, as always, is the two best co- is. That seemed weird, but it's right. The two best co-hosts the host could have are here. Travis Bowles is here. Hey, Trav, what's going on?
Not much, buddy.
And next to him and across from me is Pete McCarthy. How are you today, Pete?
I'm doing great, man. Absolutely great.
Alrighty, cool. That's going to, you know, I'll tell you what. I've had one hell of a day. It's been a long day, but I'm still raring to go.
I hear that, man. So, how was your guys' spring break? You guys went on vacation without me because I chose to have kids so I can't enjoy anything in life.
I have kids.
Not as many kids as me.
That's true.
So.
That's true. It was good. It was, you know, we go down to, last couple of years have been Alabama. This year is Florida. Not that far from where we go from Alabama, really. But, you know, it was a little cold. It was a little cold, a little gloomy. We had some rain days. The pool was, we referred to it as the hot tub.
Which at first we didn't like, but, well, I shouldn't say that I didn't like it.
I didn't like it the first day, but it was a really warm day when we got there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? These people that are obsessed with having their 80, 82 degree pool, that's not refreshing to me.
No.
You know, I like to get in the water.
But it is when it's 60 out.
Absolutely. When it goes the other direction, that's fine.
Which it did.
But man, oh, it's 90 degrees. I can't wait to get into this 85 degree bowl of urine.
I bet it was 85.
Yeah, see, that's not fun for me.
No.
You guys all stayed in the same house, right?
Yeah.
So 5, 3 is 8, plus another 5, plus another 6 is 14, plus three families, right?
I think that's right. Yeah, 14. Yeah. Yep.
Well, Luke was there. Did you count?
Yeah, the Wins had an extra. You guys had an extra. That's 5 and 6, 11 plus 3 is 14.
It was a brood of kids.
Yep.
And it was a nice, very nice house, large house. It accommodated us well.
Yeah, I never felt like we were cramped or anything. I've come to the understanding that spring break is about the kids. It really is. You know, I don't get me wrong. I had fun. It was a great time. But it is not. It's about kind of making sure they have fun.
Right.
And I think they did. It certainly seemed that way.
Right. Claire slept for a long time after spring break.
She wasn't feeling well on the ride down, though, was she?
She was getting over being sick, yeah. Okay. Getting over being sick, and she had a hard time sleeping. Yeah, she's the youngest one, right. So she ended up in our bed a few nights because the kids were watching scary movies. They're all ages where that's right. fun, right. But Claire still gets scared, so then she doesn't want to be up there with the kids because that's scaring her. Right. And, you know,
she's a big wiener just like my Olivia.
Just like me, really. Right. She's a big party pooper, just like me and your daughter Olivia.
Yeah.
Heard that about
her. My daughter Olivia just walked into the studio, so I had to.
I did not consent to you talking about me on the podcast.
Yeah, you don't have that right because you're 12, and I am your guardian. I consented on your behalf. So.
What's the last scary movie you saw, Olivia?
Slender Man.
What'd you think?
I didn't watch any of it. I was sitting under my
Olivia didn't watch any of it. That's what she said.
What's the last? What's the last scary movie you heard? Would be a more appropriate question.
Yeah, Slenderman.
Yeah, I was terrified just listening to it.
Yeah. So, what'd you do for spring break?
I actually worked because one of my shift mates went down to the Carolinas. So, unfortunately, we didn't have any paid on call to cover the shifts. So, I ended up working 24 hours on, 24 hours off for almost 14 days straight.
Ugh.
So, So I'm on day two of my 4-day finally. And I'm enjoying it. It was a long stretch. Payday tomorrow is going to be awesome, but realistically, it's that balance of I don't sleep. I sleep good when I'm on duty, but I don't sleep real sound because you always have that ear kind of half open waiting for an alarm. And I don't like mornings anyways, so I'd have to get up to go to work when I slept at home. So the good nights of sleep I had were cut short by my alarm, and then the other nights, of course, I still get up to go home. So I kind of felt like I didn't get a good night's sleep for quite a while. So, but back in action, glad to be back at the table with you guys, and it always feels like it's longer than it actually was to me, you know?
Yeah, well, I was able to get that episode out the night before the night Travis did leave. It's over a week, which is longer than normal, but it's not way over a week.
But it's strange how it feels like it's so much longer.
So what do you think about the people that read Steve's April Fool's joke and maybe took that as, in the support group, Steve posted a very good post about that, it's time to move on from Pete and blah, blah, blah.
And realistically, a text of, hey guys, I'm going to do this would have been helpful for all of us.
Well, I didn't know either. I read it the same time you did, probably.
So I read this post and I was like.
So Travis is upstairs, maybe sleeping. I don't know. I'm in the pool in the morning that's warm.
Right.
And I've got my shoulders down because the air's. And I'm just typing and I'm giggling. Because I think it's hilarious.
That was a good one.
Oh, it was well done. It was well put together. I got a good chuckle out of it.
I have gotten texts from people saying that was a joke, right?
Right.
Same here.
I didn't because nobody texted me because they're like, that bitch is going to tell me it's true because he's about time he goes out on his own. So, freaking Timberlake's got to spread his wings, man. But so yeah, that was super fun, and we've talked about it, countless times in and around this podcast of how much fun that interaction with people is, and we have so many people that we've gotten to know literally just through Facebook, and that is obviously that's spread into, and again, as silly as it sounds, it's spread into Call of Duty where we have conversations with this. I talked to David Bond last night. We were playing. And I asked him kind of how he ended up in his career choice and where it came from. And we were killing people or were really getting killed. But, getting to know him. And dude's coming. He's flying in for Tulip City to hang out with us for the weekend.
That's crazy.
And it's one of the things he's most excited about is being able to work the booth, be a part of the crew. Like, he's excited about setting up and tearing down and that kind of thing. And he just ordered some grid wall. He's starting to get into his own. And so we were talking vehicles last night because he's like, I've got a Ford Fusion. And, when is the right time to upgrade? And it's just funny that all happens. This guy lives in Florida, And like I said, it still boggles my mind a little bit. But I do want to, since I'm talking about it real quick, I do want to bring up, if you guys didn't see the post, I was a guest on the Basement Dwellers podcast last week while you guys were gone. And I talked about that a little bit. I talked about, you know, meeting people, and I talked about the, you know, being recognized for this. And it's a very cool show. They actually have a website called Discord that they're a member of, and that's how. And
it's like Patreon, isn't it?
It actually is. You download the app, and then you get into their group, and that's how everybody talks to each other.
Mm.
It's a program for podcasting, and
okay. It
was a totally different way to do things.
I see. It's so, like Google Hangouts or something. Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah, very similar to that. So, you know, I'm obviously in Whitehall. The main host is in Montague, just across the bridge. I went to school with him. One of the guys on the show was in St. Louis, so it was. You know, it was kind of a cool way to see how they did things.
That's how most podcasts work. We're the rare one. We're the weird ones.
Yep. And we actually, I think, talked about that on the episode, or prior to that episode, we talked of, it's strange to me to not sit down in a room and podcast with people, but by and large, that's how podcasts get done. You know,
I mean, if we ever found ourselves at different ends of the country or not a place where we couldn't drive, I would definitely do that. But I so much prefer this.
The facial expressions and the... One of the most fun things for us, at least for me, is one of us says something and the other ones are laughing and we see how much we enjoyed that moment as it happened. And yeah, sometimes you can hear us laughing on the podcast, but Trav is also a silent laugher. So like he'll literally be like falling out of
his
chair, belly laughing.
He's doing
the shake
of the bounce.
But the listeners won't necessarily hear that, but we get to enjoy that right in that moment of, you know, the organic nature of it all. And so, and they're much more into gaming than they are the kind of the toy collecting, both video and role playing tabletop games. So again, that's pretty foreign to me. But we talked about MuskegonCon and we talked about, you know, toy collecting as an adult, and so it was a lot of fun. So if you guys, you know, if you're, I know a lot of people are always looking for new podcasts. Check them out, the Basement Dwellers. They run a season style. So I want to say it was season 3, episode 4.
Yeah.
Is kind of how they do things. And but yeah, they're a lot of fun, good group of guys, and gals too. I believe there's a gal or two that come in every now and again, because there's 7 or 8 of them, I think, that are that total.
You're the only chick I heard on there.
Well, yeah, that sounded good too. So,
I listened to it. I thought you did a great job. I also didn't know anybody else was on the podcast.
That's what I told them. I told them on the episode that I feel like I dominated. Like, no, dude, we're totally good with that.
Well,
so
you could tell that they really enjoyed having you on, and they didn't have to ask you very many questions.
No.
Yeah.
No, they were like, hey, tell us about being an adult toy collector. And Pete's like, MuskegonCon. And he was, MuskegonCon, MuskegonCon, MuskegonCon. And they're like, whoa, back to toy collecting, MuskegonCon.
It was a good interview. I enjoyed it, and it was perfect for us because we were driving.
Right.
And I got to listen to, I mean, I don't know if it was an hour or something
about
like that.
Hour.
Yeah.
About an hour.
But
did that entire thing in my underwear.
I believe it.
So they talked a lot about editing, right? That came up on
the show. Yeah, we did. Yep.
Did it seem cut down when you listened back, or didn't you listen back?
I haven't listened back.
That doesn't surprise me.
What a silly question, Steve.
I thought maybe.
Right as you said it, you're like, what am I doing asking this?
Possibly he would listen to somebody else's podcast.
I have listened to their podcasts. I have not listened to this one yet. But they pause because they actually have like little commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Their intro music to me is very interesting. It's really kind of out there and fun, and it's got some cool little like quotes and different things pulled from it. Mm-hmm. It's very entertaining to me. And I love the play on, you know, the Basement Dwellers.
That's a good title.
I think they did like I said, all around, they're a creative group of people, and they were a lot of fun. So I didn't notice. I thought the sound quality was very good.
Yeah, it was really good.
On the, like I said, even on the phone, because again, I was talking to them through this Discord app, and they sounded very good, and I was really impressed by it. So
awesome.
But
awesome. Yeah.
You know, when you talk about that Discord, my favorite part of us sitting in this room and doing this together like this is farting directly into Pete's mouth. If I was at home
Yeah.
I would just have to experience totally that by myself. And
totally lost on you.
Right. And the thing is he does it all the time, and it doesn't ever seem to bother him.
No, it
doesn't
bother
totally
him.
He's totally immune to his own odor.
He is, and I can't smell it.
For whatever reason, I've got a special olfactory nerve that's right in tune with Trav's asshole. So,
all right. Well, I think that catches everybody up.
Yeah.
Toy drama, toy news.
I got a little toy news. All right. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Celebration starts tomorrow, or maybe Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know. But anyway,
It's coming. We're going to have a trailer soon.
And
Chi-Town.
And we're not going to be there.
Nope.
Which is kind of disappointing.
Well, we kind of are. If you really look at it in the right light. I mean, Kyle's almost, he's part.
True.
He's
right. True.
My wife's going to kill me family.
Right. The podcast
gonna
will
be
represented. Yes.
So a couple things that have come out. This one I just saw, and I tell you, I'm pretty excited about it. Jason Bootstra posted in our support group. It is a box set of the Emperor.
A box set of the Emperor.
A couple of different heads sitting on the throne.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Ooh, now this looks great.
Yeah, this I knew Steve would get off on this for sure. Looks and like he's got some lightning hands.
And I'm assuming you're excited because you just sold all of your Star Wars black. So why would you not be excited about that? Right?
I will buy that one though. I didn't. I kept the ones I really liked, which was like 7 out of
And it was basically the Mandalorian mercs that you kept.
Yeah, Boba Fett.
Did I say that right?
No.
Close enough.
How is it supposed to be said?
Bounty hunters.
But what's the Mandalorian mercs then?
Well,
that's a group around here.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that
the
was a cosplay group, isn't it?
Is the armor that Boba Fett wears.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Mandalorian mercs, I think, is a local cosplay group. Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought that was taken from actual lore. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Mandalorian was,
right.
Yep. So
but that's the logo of, the Mastodon with the tusks,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Which is a cool logo.
So that's pretty sweet. Oh,
that's right. Very cool.
Yeah, we'll be buying.
That's in the reminiscent of the Snoke in Throne. Oh, yeah. This one's way cool.
That's good. A good one. And then also that same friend, Boonstra, kind of passed it along. Kyle then shared it with us. Apparently someone took a picture of multiple pallets of the sail barge at Celebration.
There had to have been 80-plus sail barges there.
I would say that. Probably 100, maybe, yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of sail barges.
And it's hard to tell, of course. Now, the interesting part will be, what will Hasbro be selling them for? My guess is $500. Because that's Hasbro,
Can you imagine carrying that around a show?
Oh, it's so heavy.
I feel like they need to sell it for more. I'm not saying they will, but even if they do $6... $100.
Right. Oh yeah,
it's way below scalper prices.
Well, that and what did you pay to have it shipped?
No idea.
And
you're terrible. You're a terrible human.
No idea.
I just feel like the people that backed it should just get.
Yeah.
They back when you do that when you sight unseen
mm-hmm.
back something like that. I think that they should get the ultimate cheapest price.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I think
if they did $550 just to make it. It's you got to pay more because you didn't trust us. You didn't get in on it initially.
And how crazy is it? I just sold one today for $1,000. And now you might be able to get one. If you're there, and I think it's got to be a lottery or something. There's 200,000 people supposedly going to this event.
See, I thought Boonsha told me a 500,000 was what went to celebration.
Who knows?
That's possible too. I mean, it's going to be crazy. So,
it is going to be crazy. Now, here's the thing. This is all full of Star Wars fans. I don't know. There's a way to look at that. There's a lot of pallets there. But so you'd look at, the ones that wanted it probably already got it.
True.
And, how many people is going to drop $500 on that there? I think there was quite a few that would do that, though. I think the novelty of getting yours from Celebration would be kind of cool. I don't know. Pete is having a sneeze attack.
Excuse me.
It's pretty crazy.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
We'll see.
Yep.
It'll
be interesting.
Yeah.
And Kyle will tell us about it.
Yeah. Kyle will fill us in. For sure.
And that means trailer weekend, guys.
Yeah. Friday, you think?
I think Friday. It's my guess. And so we're going to get to see what they're going to see a little bit of what might be in store for us in episode 9.
Yeah. And this will be our first.
This is it.
Yeah.
They, you know, this is new where we've seen absolutely. We don't even have a title. We at least had a title before this. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm a little jealous and also excited for the people that are there. That'll be pretty cool.
It sounds like such a cool time, and but
it's stupid though that we're not going. It's 3 hours away.
It is, but God, being in the middle of Chicago seems so overwhelming to me. Being in the middle of Chicago at a huge event with all those people, I just it kind of stresses me out.
I think wherever it is, it's going to be like that too. You know, it's just crazy. And I love Star Wars, but I don't love it enough probably to go to Celebration. Like, you love He-Man enough to go to PowerCon. You know, I don't. If PowerCon was closer by, you know, I probably would. But here we go. We've been saying that about Celebration, and they put it 3 hours away, and we're not going.
There's no room in their hotel for us.
No.
They have nine dudes bunking in that hotel room.
One room, nine guys.
Nine dudes, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And I don't.
There's only so many holes to fill. You know what I mean? It's just.
Ugh.
So.
All right. You guys ready for some drama?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right. Let's see. Here we go. Hobby Lobby hooked me up with some good stuff. There is a group out there called Action Figure Swap. All right. This is a group for people to post pictures of swapped pictures that they find in the store to just say, look at what some a-hole did, okay? It is not a group, no trading, no buying, nothing like that. It is just for action figure swapping photos, all right?
It's pieces of shit that bought something, put a stupid figure, and then returned it in the back of the box.
There's a whole Facebook group dedicated to that.
Yes. Yep. So, this post on it by Storm Hartley. Some of my handiwork. The Hal Jordan head doesn't even have ears. Crying face. When I returned it, it was still priced $49. I got $53.52. And it is a picture of what would be Cap and Crossbone sets where he had swapped something in there.
So he did it, then he took a picture of his own thing, and then he posted it and said, I did this.
Yes.
What in the absolute fuck?
Kenneth Kopenick, why are you a cunt?
You know what? I that word is to be in my vocabulary used incredibly sparingly. Well done, Kopernik.
I'd wager absentee father, but it might have been lack of maternal embrace. Next guy says, fuck you.
And that says it all.
Yeah.
Joseph Spiller then said, someone obviously didn't or can't read the group description and rules. And then John J. Doe, who is apparently the admin, says he has been blocked and removed. Glad he was able to show us his true face. Bob Hollywood said, wow, I thought I was reading that wrong first. What a dick. Dan Lene, so you swapped that and now you're bragging about it? Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. Yep.
That's great.
Some pretty good one, huh?
Yeah. Jesus. Nobody likes you.
No. Next, Mike Tickle. Mike Tickle? Posted in Motu Nation.
Is it an A or an I?
What the hell is
what
it?
What letter is it?
M-A-I-K.
M-A-I-K. Mike.
Yeah, I mean.
And Tickle is definitely Tickle.
Phonetically, it's Mike. Or Mia, is it Mac?
Motu Nation, Masters of the Universe, my new shirt. And a picture of a shirt that he's wearing that says X Effect on it. And then has a picture of He-Man surrounded
by
his family acting sexy towards him.
Well, at least one of them. She-Ra is kissing his neck. Or looks like she may be about to kiss his neck, along with the Sorceress Antila.
But isn't one of those a mother and daughter set?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's an incestual piece of art there.
Yeah, it is. I didn't even put that to you. Jeez, good job, Pete.
I care.
You know I was mean? Focused right in on the She-Ra thing, and I was starting to get a boner.
Horge.
I mean, I still have a boner, but that's beside the point.
Horge Navarro says, an Alabama foursome.
That dude wins the internet. Alabama foursome.
Roselle Enriquez Caparella says, blame it on his ex, Dio Cologne for men. Yep. T-shirt designed by someone who never watched Motu or someone with several family issues.
Yeah.
Then a meme that says, we broke up, but she said we could still be cousins. Yep. I thought that was a good one.
Hey, can you quit singing?
That was fantastic.
Next, we have a Dashala Bua. Dashala Bui.
How can this be so difficult?
I believe it's Bowie. Like Karen Bowie, it used to be clerk or
Marvel Cinematic Universe. He posted a picture and he said above it, I wonder if Kevin Feige would do this. And it is a picture of War Machine and Carol Danvers kissing. And it says, you were saying, Tony Stark just tried to play me with the suggestion that you're a better pilot than me. I am, in your dreams, blah, blah, blah. So, I'm like, well, what's the big deal here? I mean,
does War Machine have a contraption to make his penis work? Like he does his legs?
So, at first I read that, I'm like, whoopee-doo. And then there's another screenshot of another comic book where War Machine and Carol are kissing. And this is, there were a couple in the comics.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
I did not know that either.
Recent. Yep. So then Mike Lenhart gets on and says, this isn't Reddit. Stop karma whoring. You got shot down on your other ship post. It's Facebook. There's nothing to gain.
What the hell does that even mean?
Ship. Relationship. When people ship people, you've heard that term, right?
I think we might have talked about it once before, but that's a short way of saying relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
And they will ship.
When you ship two people, that means you put them in a relationship. Like, a good example is Kylo and Rey.
Okay.
So a shipper of them would be somebody who wants to see them get together. Okay.
Right.
The karma whoring and the reference of Reddit, I think on Reddit, you actually, on your comments, get votes for whatever.
Okay.
And I might be wrong, and somebody that is listening to this that's a moron and uses Reddit might say different.
Recommend.
But, yep. So, Dashali Bue comes back and says, Mike Lenhart, are you so damn sensitive? This is a fictional fan group, and you act like this is a political religion group. Nobody shut me down. You damn sure didn't. Mike comes back. You're posting ship posts to get attention. There's nothing political about what I said. I act like someone who wants real discussion about the MCU and comics. Nobody gives a flying F about your fan fiction ships, or in the case of your other post, your fantasy.
Wait a minute, I don't get it.
Oh,
you just
God.
Said that
I
you just said that this really happened in a comic. Does this guy not realize that it really happened? He thinks it's fan fiction?
Oh, I kind of hope he wrecks his car.
He's a douche. He should be and immersed in sterilized for sure.
Bowie comes back and says, hey, Mike, shut the F up and make me stop. If it's dumb, then why the hell are you comment? You're the only one who wants attention. So then Tashi Diaz gets in. Wow, you're worse than Tumblr fangirls. Stop with the shipping.
What?
If Feige wanted to make every comic book relationship come to the big screen, we'd have seen Black Widow hook up with Tony, Hawkeye, Steve, Daredevil, and Bucky Barnes.
Jesus.
Bowie comes back. Hey, Sashi. So, shipping. Is it a problem?
I'm truly not exactly sure what exactly was even going on in that. he's one of those guys that I would immediately tell him exactly what I thought of him. and then I would tell everybody else what I thought of him, and then I would forget about him and hope I never saw him again. So
I think he's a he's a waste of skin. Mm-hmm. That's what he is. He's, I mean, come on.
Well, you heard it here first. We hate him. So that's what we should have kept a running list of. We should have wrote names on the walls
of people,
hate. We've exiled from. You know what? The first opportunity we have a transport off this rock, we're putting these motherfuckers on it.
Jamie Roll Jr. posted an Action Figure Junkies a picture, and it is of a must be small woman.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
Inside a
kid.
Detolf case.
Did he get a kid?
I think it's a woman.
Okay.
Inside a Detolf case with no shelves. And if you don't know what a Detolf is, IKEA, it's what we all use to display a lot of our figures.
I don't, because I put them in totes in the back room, but yes, the average person does.
This one is translated in Filipino, and it says, maybe my husband will love me as much as he loves his toys now.
Nope, not happening.
Because she's standing in his display case.
That's hilarious. Is she blindfolded?
They put to cover her. Okay. Yeah.
Help mask what she looked like.
Yes. Yeah.
That's funny.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. How many people are upset?
You know what?
Human sex traffickers.
I didn't read the comments, but I actually thought to myself, what if, I mean, would you say that you treat your wife as well as you treat your action figures?
Oh, I treat my wife way better.
I can't answer that.
Well, yours are in a tote, so
well,
I think you do.
My daughter's right standing here. Right here, so yeah. I can't really. Adam.
What happened?
So.
all right, moving on. Bleedingcool.com ran an article, and it has the newest trailer that shows Carol once again. And I don't know if you guys got a chance to see the new Avengers trailer. It's just a short little thing again. A lot of swearing in it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I have not seen it.
Cap even swears.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, at this point, half the world's or half
yes.
the universe.
And
is
I think it's that's what it's to show you
right.
is
it's desperation.
Yes, you know, and so Carol, if I don't know if you guys, I know you've seen her in this outfit, but if when you look at her, do you notice anything that's strikingly different? Mm. It's not even about her outfit
right.
because you can't see it in the picture I'm showing you.
Strikingly different lipstick. She's got makeup on. She looks feminine.
The makeup is.
So she has makeup on. And apparently, it's been a big matter of contention with fans when the new trailer hit, questioning why the less is more hero all of a sudden is glammed up. Which I understand where people could say that.
Yeah,
I mean,
would.
Well, okay. Yeah,
you're
right.
A sympathizer.
Yeah, okay.
With everything, with every side of the fence.
All right. So what's very interesting about this and why I love it. Is because Russo gets on and says, this was Bree's first time playing the character. She filmed Avengers Endgame before she filmed Captain Marvel. And I think she was experimenting with what the character was going to look like. And it was her choice, her and her makeup team made that day and how she was going to look. And I think she started to gain a deeper understanding of the character, especially as approach. Remember, they filmed Avengers Endgame and whatever this one's called.
Infinity War
and Endgame back to back.
In tandem.
They did. They filmed them. So that her playing Carol Danvers, what we're seeing now is actually the first time she ever played Carol.
That's weird to me for one reason. I didn't think the actor really had anything to say about how they make them up, how they make, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just figured that was up to the director and his vision of what he wants to see of Carol Danvers or whoever's in charge. I didn't think an actor had input.
It doesn't look like it.
Well, but I'm sure they do, but they probably give some creativity and some artistic, you know, variances to make that person more comfortable in that role.
So here's her comment on it, because this is pretty interesting, too. First time she has ever been in the character, she goes, the film Endgame will always be personally dear to me because it was my first time playing Captain Marvel. We shot the first, so I had to stumble and figure out who this character was with no script for this and no script for Captain Marvel either. So I had to perform for the first time in front of legends, Tony Stark, you know, all the other people. So how crazy is that they actually did not have the script for Captain Marvel when she filmed that movie. You know, so it's going to be really interesting, and it's going to make sense because she's been off world.
Right.
You know, so yeah. A lot about her could have changed. But I think it's going to be really neat. It's going to be different. I think she is going to be a much different character in this movie than she was in her own movie.
And I'd be willing to bet then that post-credit scene of her was probably shot before the movie was. Then.
Yeah, because that's
along with Endgame because of the way her hair is and stuff. Because her hair was a lot longer in that post-credit scene.
Yeah. So I thought that was a pretty interesting little thing, and it'll be neat to see what they do with that, but also another side of it that I thought was interesting, and unfortunately you guys didn't see it, but you guys are going to see that trailer, and not only is there the swearing, but something is said, and we all know what we're seeing here might not even be in the movie. Right. Those guys love to play games, and I love that they do that.
Right.
But he says something happens where apparently Thanos must use the stones again, and they are able to pinpoint where he is. And they say, let's go get him, let's use the stones, and let's bring our friends back. And Banner says something along the lines of, how can we just, what's going to be different about than the last time we fought him? You know, that he's going to dominate us. And Carol goes, well, this time you have me. And Rhodey makes a comment about, hey, listen, dear, you know, we've all been all about that superhero life. It's this really cool line. You know, what makes, you know, where have you been? He asked that question that we all, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, unfortunately, there's a lot of other worlds out there, and they didn't have you guys, you know, referring to, you know. So I thought it was a pretty cool little scene, you know. And we'll see what happens, of course, because like we said, you never know. But it just amazed me the things people complain about. Right. She's got makeup on.
I was happy to see her have makeup on.
About time.
I was like, but yeah.
Come on.
Take care of yourself.
It went really good with her apron.
So then, last but not least, we got our people that asked to join our support group.
All right.
And had some good ones.
One of the best parts of the show sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on how it goes for me.
Matt Goodpaster.
Awesome name.
Going with Steve just because on first listen, I could have sworn it was Michael Rapaport. Very distinct voice.
Are you guys familiar with Michael Rapaport?
Yeah.
He's the redhead, right?
From
he's a ginger.
Yeah,
he
could.
Justified. He was on Hitch. He's been
blondish, reddish. Yeah.
Oh, I think I know who he is.
He's the guy that does the voiceovers for the ugly cat. The ugly cat videos.
Really?
Mom! Mom!
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think I sound like him or don't you know?
I see it.
Yeah.
He's the difference is it's the same kind of, I don't know if it's timber or camber or what that is, but he has a New York, Boston
kind
of.
He talks like, yeah.
So it's like the same, it's this, it talks to the way, but the vernacular being different throws it off a little bit, but.
Interesting.
Laura Cordell. The wonderful Laura Cordell. You're all super great, but Travis is the host with the most.
All right. So who got the first one? I missed it.
Steve.
Steve.
Because he Travis. Sounds like a real star.
Michael Rapaport, yeah. Okay. I was too busy Googling Michael Rapaport.
Thank you, Laura.
Travis is searching.
Cody Pierce.
Sounds familiar.
Does.
Pete.
Yeah.
Fist what? Yourself.
So I win.
You do.
That's a good way. Of saying Pete. I actually like that.
I think when I read it, though, I took it more as Pete is his favorite and Fist Yourself to you and me. That's how I took it.
I took it as Pete's my favorite, and Pete would say Fist Yourself, so
yeah.
Fuck, so
yes.
Fuck Pete.
Yes.
Or yeah. Pete is my favorite because he tells people to fist themselves.
Probably that, too. Travis Crothers, he just said Travis. So.
Oh, yeah. Same name.
Name buddies. name buddies.
Yeah, I don't pick the guy with the same name as me. Yeah, you can't be creative here. Right. Do something. Jeez.
I didn't even think of that. All right, and that wraps it up.
Well, we are sitting at Travis with 7, Steve with 8, and Pete with 9. And then some. Kyle's got 4. Rodriguez has got 1. Cornboy's got 1. So
nice.
Thanks, UPS guy.
All right. Thanks, UPS guy is here. And I don't know. I kind of almost want to start with the box.
I think we should. Or do you want to? Do you want me to start? It's taped pretty well. You want me to start opening it while?
Well, that could.
I can open it quick. I got my knife, so.
I got my knife too, but I don't have anything, so I can start getting it open while somebody else is doing something.
All right, Pete.
It's Poverty Pete.
I'm gonna hand you.
Copy that.
The box.
The box.
Put that back. Me and Travis got some Mythic Legions.
Well, duh.
Some new Mythic Legions.
Well, duh.
And, I don't know. There's a couple things here we could talk about that I, think is going to be fun. What, we going live?
Live. It's been a while.
My wife is going to kill me as live now. Thanks, UBS guy. That's awesome.
Wow. Nice. So, you want me to keep going with this?
Yeah,
or,
do it, buddy.
Okay. So, basically, I didn't get too much. Now, here's the one figure I was really waiting on. I got him in 1.0, but mine, his leg was fused here and it busted. It's the only real big QC problem I've ever had with Mythic Legions. Bad enough that it actually destroyed the figure when I tried to fix it. So I was able to get this guy back in my army again.
Incredible.
Absolutely cool figure. Incredible. It's a lot better when you can pose him. Because mine, I could get to stand there, kind of, but...
Carpathius.
Yes, who likes to trap his victims and then suck them dry or something like that. Reminds me of Travis.
I was going to say, sounds like my first ex-wife. That's how she trapped me, by sucking me dry.
So, also, I picked up some Legion. Now, I didn't get a lot of these the first time around. These are from 1.0. These are All-Stars, re-releases of the first run. And I didn't get a lot of these guys. I got one. This one, I got a Legion Builder set, and I love the original skeleton.
Is that a 4 or 6-pack?
6-pack.
6-pack, cool.
So I love the original Skeleton Builder. I think there's no beating that sucker. He's amazing. Now, interesting, different little feel to things. Have you opened any of yours yet, Travis?
I have not.
Okay. So, interesting, like the heads... I'm going to let Travis put his grubby little hands on it. I think they feel, don't they feel softer? If you, like, I don't know if that's all in my head.
It does. No, it kind of does.
Yeah, it feels like it's got more give to it.
Yeah.
I noticed a few things, and I'm not sure what the cause is. Maybe someday we'll get Cornboy back on, and he can speak to this stuff. Well, the stuff, the plug and play, like the armor pieces, a lot of times you really have to push these in there, and they're really, and these, I don't know, they just pop in there really, really easy. I'm talking about the shoulder pauldrons that plug into the back on him, and they just seem to, everything seems to move really well. There's no, if you look at the joints, can you see the back of his elbow, Trav? You see how that looks, that clear, smooth plastic?
Yeah.
And what that seems to create here is very smooth joint movement on these guys that's still pretty tight. Upgrades, I feel, I don't know, but you know, I'd like to really know what's going on here, if anything, or maybe it's all in my head, because
do you think it's just an efficiency thing? I mean, they've gotten better. They've, you know, I mean, I would think that with a re-release figure that they wouldn't necessarily change the tooling or the molds. So do you think they accomplished that just with a smidge different plastic?
This is a first run. Feel his head. It's definitely harder.
Oh, yeah.
It, you know, there's just a...
Well, here, let me have both your heads, and we'll see which one gets harder.
You mess around with both of them, and even their armors, everything seems more pliable on them. There's a difference here. And also, if you put... There's slight paint differences too. I think that the skull on my new Legion Builders is darker than it's like got more weathering or something on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a difference as far as the eyes are like a deep black where you just have shadows in the original figure. But they used a lot of, I mean, they used a ton of black in the teeth to really, to shadow and to bring out the depth of the sculpt, where if you look at the red, comparatively,
yeah.
It's just red.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just, again, how many times have we talked about a little bit of paintbrush can make a world of difference?
Yeah.
And that's a perfect example.
Larry and Kerwin jumped on, perfect timing.
Perfect timing. So basically, I picked up Carpathia's here. I picked up a Legion Builder set, like I said, of these. And I picked up some Silver Dwarfs, which is one that I passed on the first time around as well. These guys, I haven't opened one
yet. I actually passed on that one, too, the first time around. So
you did.
I did. And this he one, and both of those, and that one as well.
So these are just, you know, cool figures. I can't wait for our Soul Spiller stuff to show up. But that's what got me going. Travis got a little more aggressive, as he does, with Mythic Legions as far as buying. I'm done. You want me to take that and see? You want to talk about what we open in the box?
Do the box next, or do you
next?
Let's
do the box.
Do the box. You want me to open it?
Yeah.
All right. So, two of our biggest fans, and we are incredibly big fans of them, both physically and, you know, metaphorically. Larry and Kerwin. So came out to MuskegonIt was great to see them. Sent us a box, and so we're gonna open it up, see what's in there.
Liz Curry jumped on and said, "Ooh, good, just in time for bed."
What's that supposed to mean?
What, Liz?
Okay. She wants to watch us in bed. Is that what she's getting at there? Wow.
This is packing. All right. Oh yeah, the Easter bunnies of Larry and Kerwin.
Easter bunnies.
Some Starburst originals.
Ooh.
Why they still make yellow is beyond me. I
love yellow.
You would. I don't even know what to say to that. Pop rocks. Poppin' candy. Gonna bring those home for later. Mm. Airheads. Mm. Applicable. Egg-shaped gummy Krabby Patties. These are absolutely awesome. I don't know if you guys have ever had these or not. You got to crack those open.
I've never had crack those open.
Is there writing on that? What did they say?
You're in panties. Gummy Krabby. Your.
Did they change
gummy, your panties candy?
Gummy Krabby in your panties.
That's Paddy's funny. How did I miss that? Candy. They did that last time. They had a bunch of fun stuff. There's a card. I'm going to open this card.
All right, sounds good.
I don't know why I didn't see that first. I saw the candy and my diabetes started kicking in. Yeah. So, the candy's all mine. With a cute little rabbit with an Easter egg. what?
It's a rabbit?
Oh, it's a squirrel. Whatever. So, when it comes to an Easter is scratched out, it says, my wife is going to kill me. It's okay to go a little nuts. Thanks for the laughs. Keep them coming. Love, Larry and Kerwin. So,
awesome.
We will do our best. Cool.
Edible grass, not for smoking. But it's legal now, guys.
Welcome to Michigan.
Oh, hey, a little bot for all of us. One for each of us. Check those. Okay. Peeps. Okay. So, the last thing in this box, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say that this is by far not only one of the most thoughtful gifts that we've ever received in the history of the show, but also one of the absolute funniest. And I am so excited to pull this out of the box and specifically show one of you over the other. An out-of-box defender for the iPad.
Oh boy.
That is so good. That is so good. So, for those of you guys that don't know, and if you don't know, you're not a real fan. Steven sent his iPad Pro skittering down the road in a leather like flap folio whatever. This is so good. So, Larry and Kerwin, thank you guys so much. That's absolutely awesome. Oh, nice. That absolutely made my day.
Larry says it saves the podcast and art for everyone.
Yay!
It does. Hopefully it fits.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's certified, says right here, certified to go skidding off backs of cars.
Nice!
Yeah, right here.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Thank you guys so much. Absolutely awesome.
For sure. All right, I'm going to hand this over.
Alrighty.
That way, Pete, we can try and keep Pete from eating. I'm going to open up one of my Mythic Legions, which is this is a fun story.
Mike's blocking it.
Okay, this is a really fun story. The Four Horsemen is part of the Kickstarter. One of the incentives, or what do you call those again? One of the packages was
stretch goals
was, yes, if you spent $10,000, and I'm almost for sure that's how much it was.
That rings a bell.
Yes, they would create a Mythic Legion figure in your likeness. And I think you even got to kind of pick what kind of character you were going to be and those kind of things. But that's where this figure comes from. They created this figure because one Mythic Legions fan paid 10 grand and had a character made of himself. I absolutely love this idea. And I'm hoping that in the next couple years with our Patreon support as it continues...
Well, you'll be able to get an exclusive 3-pack of all of us.
Yes, yes. So we might need a little bit more money, but we're close.
$30,000, Keith, my wife is going
to
kill me.
I bet we could talk about a 25 easy.
Oh, easy. So. Yeah. So what I'll tell you, for one, this guy picked, regardless, they made it as one of the Spartan-like warriors.
Yeah,
kind of gladiator style.
Yeah,
always been one of my favorites.
And, man, I will tell you, I struggle all the time picking my favorite figure. I mean, we've had this conversation a million times in the Mythic Legion realm. What's your favorite figure? All these kind of things. And I always struggle with that. These guys usually are right up there for me. The color, you know, when I first saw the color that they were using, I was like, eh.
So was I.
Yep. I'm not really and I don't know if I would say what, aqua?
Emerald?
It's green.
Teal? I don't even know.
It's not teal. It's not blue enough to be teal.
Emerald.
Okay, emerald.
No, emerald's deeper than that.
I don't even know what emerald is. I don't even know if that's really a color.
Come on, Corn Boy confirms it was 10 grand.
Was 10 grand.
$10,000. Nice. You know how many handies you can get for $10,000?
Now confirm that color is emerald.
Delton Grassmid was the gentleman's name whose likeness the figure
is. That's where the name comes from, right? Because it's Deltic Gore.
Yeah,
it?
Something like that. I love the sword. We have seen the sword before, of course.
I knew that, but.
Yep. I will tell you this.
Corn Boy says, just fucking green. We agree with you, Corn Boy.
That's what I said.
So I will tell you, I love this figure's the likeness of this guy's head.
Larry says we're going to have to work the corner double time.
Now, here's what I will tell you. This head is not staying on this figure for me.
Right.
I am going to probably take that, and because I've seen the crown, this actually comes off.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I probably might even keep that on. We'll see. I don't know. But to me, this kind of just screams like a dwarf, like I don't know, fatty. Probably a fatty. Like a.
It'd be like if you put one of our heads on. One of those
yeah,
figures.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Like, so you're gonna pop it off and put it on and make like a Peter Dinklage. A Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah,
figure.
It's gonna go on a dwarf. It's,
now this comes with a full helmeted head, right?
Yes,
and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful, and it's.
And no disrespect to Delton, but that helmet is badass.
Yeah, and I don't know how. I mean, like you said, no disrespect to the dude, because I mean, listen, we love Mythic Legions. This guy paid 10 grand.
Oh yeah,
to get a figure made.
Yeah,
okay. He's the real deal.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's probably a drug dealer. But this right here, this head's coming off. Oh!
Wow.
That came off really easy. I do think... Cornby's the guy to say this, but I do feel like... I would never say it's better, but it does feel different.
Right, so you're having a hard time picking a side. It's different, but it's better. I won't say better.
Well, it's hard to say it's better because I love the other figures. So I don't, I can't say that, but usually, man, when I was pulling heads off on the other ones, it seemed like it was, I'm a pussy.
Okay, in the world of this figure, to display it without that helmet on, that's like displaying Wolverine with his claws not popped.
Yeah.
I mean, that helmet is
I've always said
insane.
From the start, that helmet, you know, it's just,
they
it's one of my favorite.
They originally made the head more heroic, but the customer wanted it to look more like him. So
I love it.
That's
and you know
great.
What? And to be honest, a head like this too, you can put this on
that's a great head.
You can put it on a knight.
The
the
quality, obviously the quality of sculpt is there. It's a beautiful Mythic Legion's head.
You know what?
It just can't compare to that goddamn helmet.
I've seen the guy's picture, and it looks.
Oh, it's a spitting image.
It's him. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is him.
Now the chest and abdominal area is different.
Yeah,
because he's built a little bit more like us, if I recall correctly.
All right, right. But
got Travis's hairline. I mean, this is pretty close to what Travis would look like if they did something.
God damn.
You know what's funny? I was going to say it was Pete, but.
No, this guy's got way more hair than me.
But if you could have the hair that you wish you could have.
How cool is it that he's got three guys.
If I could have the hair that I wish I could have, it'd be like Cody's.
This guy's got three guys on a podcast handling his little head. That's
awesome. I'm going to do more and handle it later, let me tell you. Get this guy posed, Steven. Make it happen.
All right.
What else did you get, Trav?
I did get the rest of this wave. But it's all figures that I had before. I also got a few boxes more of Advent of Decay. I figured it out. The Four Horsemen are sick bastards.
True.
Okay, what they do is they do your Kickstarter, then they do, now it's like a pre-order, and then they'll do, well, we're going to do a second pre-order. I don't even know how it went down, but I have so many orders of Mythic Legions, like things are just showing up at my house. I'm like, oh, I guess I ordered that.
Right. So at this point, are we to the point of where I can start building my Mythic Legions collection based off, because you don't even know you ordered half this shit. So if you just got what you paid for it, I'm thinking that's cool. You know what I mean? Or maybe a little less because I'm nice enough to take it out of your garage. We'll figure it out.
You'll help me. You'll help me out.
Of course, Travis. I've never not helped you out, Bubba. I got this.
And that is it for me. It was slow week, and obviously spring break. There was not a lot of toys to be found, even though I looked.
Did you hit up some places down in Florida?
I stopped at a couple places. No cool toy stores. I couldn't find anything like that. But I went to a couple different places, like Walmart, Walgreens,
right.
And found nothing. Right. Although I will say I did miss on one. One of the Walgreens I went in on the way down had the Bizarro, and I can't remember what DC line it is. But it's a Bizarro. He's actually in the package facing backwards.
Yeah,
it's a really cool looking figure, and I even have had people talk to me about, hey, if you see Bizarro, you know, pick him up, and I totally...
That's the Superman Bizarro, right?
Yeah, and I totally blanked and saw him, and I was like, $20, and walked away, and I regret that, but anyway, so that's it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, obviously, for the box, Kerwin and Larry. Again, you guys are we're the biggest fans of you guys. So, well done to the Mythic Legions, of course, to the Four Horsemen. Absolutely great figures. So, for Steven.
Bye.
Travis. And me. Make sure you check out the episode.
Yeah, all right. Cool. Now what are we going to talk about, guys?
TV movies and trailers. I'm excited about Sunday. I think we all of us are. Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
Comes back.
Game of Thrones.
So.
I like that little meme I've been seeing.
Yeah.
You know which one? I don't know which one.
I'm assuming the one that was on the page today The one about here comes all the people saying that they don't watch it like they're cool.
Oh, there's that, yes. Oh. That's not the one I was talking about. Oh. It shows a picture of Bran and it says knows everything but does nothing. And then it shows Jon Snow says knows nothing, does everything. That's great.
It's pretty darn good.
Yeah. So, seeing some fun stuff on TV. I saw Khal Drogo was in line to go see the premiere. Kind of cool. He's you know, first season only, basically. I think he did have a bit part in a flashback in a later episode.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's pretty cool to see him out there, Jason Momoa, supporting it still. And there's this, you hear about this sickness that Khaleesi has in real life or something? And she's, I don't really get the story on that, but they were talking about that they've almost lost her. Mm-mm. And it was going on while Momoa and her were filming a lot of her stuff, and yeah, I was unaware of that. That was interesting. Not interesting enough for me to get any details,
right?
But, you know, so pretty excited about that. I kind of wanted to watch the last season, kind of freshen up.
I want
to
watch the whole thing,
start to finish.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people been doing it. Cody and Sarah been doing it. So
I can't, but I can't watch the things I want to watch now.
Yeah,
but
there's, but now, so think about if you think about, I'm never that guy that watches recaps because I know what's going on, and I never ever watch, you know, what's coming up on next week's episode or what's coming up later in the season. I never watch that because I feel like they give too much away sometimes. So I never watch those things.
I always watch a recap.
On Game of Thrones, I have to.
Yeah.
By and large, I do not. But I literally, those recaps, you're like, holy shit, who's that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Because the breadth and depth of everything is so large.
And it's been six years since we saw the last episode.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be, I mean, these are, I'd imagine they're going to be like a 12-minute recap. Just to get, to refresh everybody of what's going on.
And I haven't seen it yet or not, but I've heard that like each episode is hour and a half plus.
The article I read was going to be close to 2 hours. They were talking feature length per episode.
Oh God,
that's amazing.
Is it a short number of episodes though?
Shortened seven.
Same as like I think last row, six or seven.
Yep, it was six last season, and then this is going to be, I believe, seven. But again, they're all almost double, 1.5 to 2 times as large as a standard. Question for you, Travis: are you going to wait and catch? You're that guy that likes to bang a couple out. I didn't think so.
I won't be able to.
Right.
You know, there's a little bit of the spoiler thought, but I'm just so excited for this show.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Anything else, guys?
One last thing to talk about, and then I think we're done. So
I will say, as far as reading goes, the one thing I did do while on spring break, yeah, I read a ton. I caught up on a bunch of some Avengers books. That were pretty darn enjoyable. Man, I tell you, the Jane Foster stuff as Thor, you guys are gonna have to read it.
It's on my list.
It's Jason Aaron, so we know it's just good stories.
That is Jason Aaron.
But it is. I mean, it's just, they're really well done books and fun. So I think you guys would really dig them. The Avengers stuff I read was good. It was hard because it was, it's so hard now where they try to tie in all these books into the events that are going on. And so you're reading a story and all of a sudden the fourth issue in that story all of a sudden has nothing to do with what you were reading,
right,
which is not usually how they do trades nowadays, of course. But,
right.
But I read some good books and it was between that Avengers and some X-Men stuff, Blue, I think it was. But some fun stuff.
I brought a couple trades down as well. Never read a page.
Right.
Yeah.
What'd you bring?
Actually, I've got the...
Yeah, what did you think about reading? That's interesting. What was on your radar to potentially read?
I actually have the first trade of East of West.
Oh.
And I haven't even taken it on the cellophane.
I've read that twice.
And I have a Cap story. But some new Cap stuff that I didn't start yet. But, I'll get there someday.
Barnes and Noble's buy two, get one free right now.
Oh.
For for paperbacks, which I believe the trades fall into that.
Yep.
I want to say something before we go. If we're getting close to that, there's another podcast out there. We've talked about them a little bit before. I think Toy Power Podcast. There's some Australian guys. They've chimed in. Good podcast. Got lots of information on there. They just did a interview recently in the last couple episodes with Brian Flynn from Super 7. Really good interview. I suggest people go over there and check it out. Interesting, very good information in there. I think that's the most forthcoming I've heard of from them about what's going on. Still don't really tell you. They only tell you the details, obviously, that they're able to tell you. But one of the things I found, I'm not going to spoil the episode. You should go listen to the episode. But they did touch on the fact that, or Brian actually touched on the fact that, you know, Mattel, I guess their philosophy, if a movie is coming out, that they kind of have this belief that that line of toys associated with that movie should go away for about a year before that movie hits. So, based on that, I think what he's saying is, I think we're going to be done with Masters of the Universe because they're gearing up for this movie that they think is coming, which the sad part is, I don't even believe the movie's coming. So, but they might be shutting it down is kind of what I would took away from that. I don't know, that sounds crazy to me, but doesn't that seem like a weird... I don't know. To me, that seems like a weird philosophy to have on things. It seems like you would want to keep your product out there, you know, in the know, you know.
It don't make sense to me.
You know, that's like right now, if they were going to do another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they would shut everything down and get all the toys off the market for a year before that movie hit. That doesn't make any sense. But I guess it's a thing. Anyways, you should, I highly recommend, if you're a Masters fan and you want to get some information or get a feel on what you think is going to happen with things over there, check them out. You find them on iTunes.
Nice. And I've listened to a couple of theirs. It's a good show.
Yeah, it is a good show. I like it.
I mean, their voices are funny, but...
Well, I mean, they talk weird.
Yeah. Right.
We don't talk weird.
No, they're nothing like us. I mean,
No. So, one final thought before we cap this episode. We wanted to tell you guys about a friend of ours, Jim Bagtaz. If you remember episode 136, he sent us a package, and included in that package was some custom 3D art that he has started doing, has found a passion for it, is really enjoying making these beautiful pieces of art. And he sent a one for Steven, one for Travis, one for myself, kind of based in the realm of the art that was done for one of our previous logos. He has started a company and is doing these in making them for sale. He's also doing customs, you know, commissions. If you've got something specific that you want, he can do that. And it's not just about him starting a company and making money. There's actually kind of a deep process behind it. Unfortunately, just over a year ago, he lost his daughter Penelope. And so he is taking this project and he's taking all of the proceeds that he makes from this 3D art and he is donating all of that to the March of Dimes. The March of Dimes does a ton of great work with not only the children that unfortunately suffer from various diseases, but also the families that lose a child to the various diseases. So we want you guys to check this stuff out. And again, the art, the quality is absolutely awesome. And he's a great friend of the show. You can find him, JBB, as in Jim B. Bagtaz, 3D Customs. Has a Facebook page. Make sure you like that page. Check out what he's doing. Again, all the proceeds from those sales are going to go to benefit the March of Dimes. When you get on there, when you find something you like or you realize he can make you something custom creative, tell him you're a fan of the show. Send us a picture of you with your new art, and we, as the podcast, will donate $1 to the March of Dimes as well. So again, Jim, our thoughts are with you, and this is really, really neat what you're doing and anything that we can do to help. So again, you guys, it's a great piece of art and it's a very cool collectible that you can add to your toy room, your family room, above your bed. You guys know how toy guys get down. So So with that, again, JBB3D Customs. Check him out on Facebook. Friend of the show, Jim Bagtaz. Very talented artist. And I guarantee if you're looking for something, he's the guy to do it. So
yeah, they're really cool. I had no idea of this backstory.
Neither did I.
And yeah, that's really cool.
Sweet. Check it out, guys. To wrap it up, we've got Ode to Humanity. Steve playing Beast Man. Pete as Trap Jaw.
What's Trap Jaw sound like, Steve?
Whatever you want him to sound like.
Whatever you want him to sound like.
A metal jaw. A metal jaw. Think metal jaw, buddy.
I have no idea what a metal jaw sounds like. So
imagine your grandma's vagina.
Why would I do that? Ever. Now, if you would have said, imagine your grandma's vagina, I could get down with that. But my own grandma's vagina, that's just weird. So. Is it me saying that first line?
No. Oh, no. Talking to Trap Jaw.
All right.
You know, Trap Jaw, I have noticed that women are going back to the bush in mainstream porn.
And then?
That's baffling to me.
And why is that, Beastman?
Because it doesn't make any difference.
The difference in what?
In how they make sandwiches.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the humanity.
Man, the author of those.
That's an awesome job. That's a dream job.
He's got issues.
So, that, too.
Got issues. Cool. All right, everybody.
Awesome. We're wrapping up episode 137 of My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Great stuff going on. Friends heading down to Celebration in Chicago. From all over the country. Drive safe, travel safe. Hope you guys have a good time. Make sure you send us lots of pictures. Make sure that you grab yourself a sail barge while you're there so you don't get bent over and butt fucked by guys like Travis. So, I tried to say it with a straight face. Great episode. Again, we got Tulip City Comic Con coming up. Check that. Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair coming up April 28th. That's a Sunday, one day show. At the Doubletree by Hilton in Holland, Michigan, Matt Rodriguez.
Guess who's doing badge art?
Puts that together. Steven's doing the badge art?
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, Steve's moving on up, man. But at any rate, we're looking forward to that. Come out to the show and see us. We'll be there all day doing our thing. Make sure you guys check out the incredible custom art by Jim Bagtaz, JBB3D Customs. On Facebook, look him up. Remember, all those proceeds go to a good cause by a good man, and we'll try to throw a couple of bones that way as well. So for your host, Stephen Bisciotti, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy, and until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle. Thank you.